जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva.
Jaya Vishnu Bhakthamsa Vajraja Vichara Sila Bhai Chana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Sani Jagadguru Sila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ekadashi Vrata Ki Jaya Samavata Vishnu Vrinda Ki Jaya Pandava Nirjala Ki Jaya Nidai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories, all glories, all glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Sisi Guru. I'm very happy to see Mahadeva Prabhu. I hope he's going to sing sometime tonight. Okay, good, he's going to sing.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Yenam jana salakaya chakshuram militam dena tasmay sri guruhi sijayetanna mano visham stapitam idena bhutale sayam rupakadamahayam dadati shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinam. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deva Satarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyesha Kripa Sindhu Paribhyo Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Sirupasi Sanatana Bhattaraghunatha Sijiva Gopala Bhattadasaraghunatha Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namah Panchatatmatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktaksham Namami Bhakta Saktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Jayatam Saratau Pangur Mama Manda Mater Gati Mat sarvasya padam bhujo radha nata namahano Dibbad brindaranna kalpad dhrumad Srimad ratnagara sinhasanastho Shishi radha shila govinda devo Preskali bhiseva mano smarani Sriman rasa rasarambi Vamsi bhata tata stita karshana vena sane gopi gopinata shesna bhakta vihinaya parada lakshe shiptascha kamadi taranga madde kripa maitam saranam prapanna Brinde namaste charanarabindam 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 Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Pade Devi Satta Bhakti Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. He lau donita kedaya, visadaya pranamila tamodaya, sammat shasra vivadaya, tasadaya chitta aripita unmadaya, Shashvata bhakti vinadaya samadaya madhurja marjadaya Sri Chaitanya dayanide tavadaya bhuyat amandaudaya This is a song, this is a prayer. Srila Prabhupada writes, very important that Swarup Damodar Goswami revealed after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed at night by grabbing his neck, why he has come. So Srila Prabhupada says, this verse is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada gave a beautiful purpose. This verse reveals what is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent? For himself, three things was not complete. He wanted to relish that. And for others, the raga marga bhakti. So with this Ekadashi notes, because today's Ekadashi is very special once a year, Pandava Nirjala. So before I start, I want to know the audience. Can somebody help me? What is Ekadashi means to you, or what do you know about Ekadashi? You never heard that word? The day of Lord Hari, very good. Something more? Yes?
In the Samshuta Bhakata, Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls it Bhakti Janani, or the mother of devotion to Krishna.
Mother of devotion, Bhakti Janani. Madhavati thi Bhakti Janani, Jatane Palana Kari. That's what we are doing. We are celebrating attentively. Something more? Have you ever heard Ekadashi? You did? What is Ekadashi means to you? Lord
Hari. Day of Lord Hari.
Day of Lord Hari. Very good. Something more? Okay. Thank you. Yes, it is the day of Lord Hari. Srila Prabhupada, I was collecting, actually Abhimanyu Prabhu was collecting from all Prabhupada's quote on Ekadashi. You remember? Many years back. And we found there was over 60 paragraph Prabhupada wrote or gave a comment, importance of Ekadashi. In Bhagavatam purport, Chaitanya Chaitamita purport, Nectar of Devotion purport, Nectar of Instruction purport, any book of Prabhupada gives so many quotes, how important it is. It is the 11th day, that's true, from moon or to from new moon or from full moon. It is also the Bhakti Janani. She is the mother of Hari, Bhakti. Also, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that anybody, the between our ultimate goal and me, what is in between that blocking us not to achieve? More specific?
Kama, krodha,
moha. Huh?
Kama, krodha, moha.
But who is handling all this? The subtle body. We got this physical body. You got this physical body from who?
Yeah, from the mother nature. My mother.
From mother nature or your mother? Be specific. Your mother. Mother nature is there, but our parents gives the physical body. Where did you get the subtle body?
We're carrying,
but where did you get originally? Soul doesn't have a subtle body.
That I guess was the material nature whenever we decided to come here.
Little more?
Mental.
Huh? Yeah, it is mental body. Subtle body is mental body. Where did we get? Because between the soul and Krishna, Krishna is also in the heart. What is that blocking us we cannot see?
Subtle.
This is the subtle body. 6.1.52, you read Prabhupada's beautiful comment, purport, that just like a physical body has a 16 element, subtle body also has a 16 element. Just like a daytime or nighttime when you go to sleep, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he explains that Indriyani Parani Ahur, third chapter, 42, Indriyani Parani Ahur, Indriyabha Paramana, Manastu Parabuddhi, Buddhistu Paratat Sha. So there is a material hierarchy and there is a spiritual hierarchy. So spiritual hierarchy is Nectar of Instruction, text 9. Above the material world is Brahmajyoti, Brahmajyoti above is Siddhaloka, above is Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha above is Ayodhya, above is Mathura, Dwarka, then Golok Vrindavan. And within Golok Vrindavan, there is Radha, there is a Giri Govardhan. Above Giri Govardhan is Radha Kund. This is the Vaikuntha janita vara tatravi madhupari. Beautiful words explained. But material hierarchy Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. He said the sense object, the senses is above the sense object. And above the senses,
mind.
Above the mind,
intelligence.
Above the intelligence,
soul.
The soul, not false ego. Soul. Thinking, willing, feeling is not coming from false ego. Thinking, willing, feeling is eternal, coming from the soul. When we experience something, it is not false ego is experiencing. You are experiencing. But you are experiencing through filter of false ego, so it is a false conception. Just like a computer, you get a bad information. That's not a fault of the computer. It is the information, source of the information has to be stopped. Then there is no bad. So here in this analogy that Krishna gives the material hierarchy, that the subtle body is a product of Lord Shiva and Parvati's union. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sutrakur in Brahma Samhita, which Prabhupada did not translate, he kept it as it is. And if you look at this verse, Shiram Jathadati Vikara Vishesha Yogat Sanjayate Nahitatha Samupet Karja. This verse explains that the moment we misuse the free will, the apathy is born towards the devotional service. And it is the root cause of all problem in this world for individual. What is the biggest disease we have in this creation? Loneliness. Loneliness. Loneliness causes depression. Loneliness psychologically, psychology mechanism is built in that you have to look for your own interest. Separate interest is born. Even though Krishna is with us, but we cannot see. Separate interest is born from this. Selfish interest is born from this apathy to devotional service. Apathy to devotional service is born from misuse of free will. At that moment, the false ego takes birth. Happy birthday of false ego. From the Lord Shiva and Parvati's union. That subtle body or the false ego who through sattvic modes created mind, through rajasic passion mode created material intelligence, through sattvic mode created demigods, through sattvic modes created perception. You follow? All these things come from that false ego. False ego is the root of this false world. It is false in a sense, it is not false, it is temporary, because it has a connection with Krishna, it is real. But our perception is false. So that subtle body can be dissolved by bhakti alone, no other process. It doesn't matter how much, who does what. Without bhakti, jarayati asu nirginam, Analo Jatha. Kapildev in third canto Bhagavatam says that bhakti is like a abundant fire dissolves or burns out everything. Karma, gyan, subtle body, everything burns out. What is left?
Soul.
At that time, if you did not appreciate and glorify Krishna, you only get liberation. This is in third canto, sixth chapter, text six. Sorry, third canto, second chapter, text six in the purport Prabhupada writes. That even if you come to liberation, there's a two transformation for us. One transformation is to get out of the material condition to the soul condition. Brahma-Bhuta platform. And most of the religion are stuck with that. They don't go further. They don't have much information. Whether it's a Mayavadi, Brahmavadi, mostly comes to this point. That's it. The second transformation is our goal. Very important. But without the first, you cannot get second. So both are important. Second transformation, that we have eternal relationship. We have a literary eternal abode, eternal swarup, and there is a particular relationship. In that relationship, you will experience that you are the holder of that pure love as a beloved. As a lover, and Krishna is the beloved to release that love. This is called sthayi bhav in Sanskrit. So when you gather information, gather knowledge, that's called sambandha gyan. You gather knowledge, you hear Bhagavatam, you hear the devotees, you read Prabhupada books every day, you gather information within you. This acquiring knowledge is supposed to give you 6 answers. Who you are, what is your relationship with Krishna, and what is Krishna's relationship with you, and what is Krishna's relationship with this material world, and what is material world relationship with Krishna, and what is your relationship with the material nature and material nature relationship with you. All this gathering information, we come to Mangalarti and hearing day and night and reading Prabhupada's book, hearing lectures, supposed to answer all these 6 questions. When all these 6 questions is gathered, it's called sambandha gyan. It's called sambandha. Sambandha is nothing but knowledge gathering in the heart to illuminate the heart so that you can act. When you apply the knowledge, it's called avideya. What is avideya? When you apply what you understood, you apply it. And when you get the result, you realize that is called prayojan or love of God. Prabhupada says in 17th chapter, last verse, 28, that beginning of our bhakti, shraddha, is the same love of Godhead which matures in a prem. When you get initiation from your guru, the already love of Godhead is there. When guru gives bhakti lata bij, what is bhakti lata bij, Prabhupada says? Anybody read that? Third canto? What is the seed that guru gives? Prabhupada gave more than any other acharya never heard. It was very very sweet. What is that seed you get?
The idea and desire to do devotional service.
Krishna seva vasana bij. It's a taste, Prabhupada writes. In the purport, Prabhupada writes. It's a taste. A taste is given. But it is a taste. Just like I give an example, if you have a plate, say you are starving, extremely starving for 2 days, you are driving, going somewhere, there is no food. And you finally found a restaurant where they serve vegetarian, non-vegetarian, and you found a big plate of food you want to eat. So they gave you, so you asked them, is this pure? Said, yes, 99% pure, 1% beef. Can you raise your hand if you would like to honor that? Nobody. Okay. So even 1% beef, you don't. Now you'll be starving and suffering. Is that conscious choice not to eat? Is a kind of a happiness taste or not? Bhakti begins this kind of taste. 17th chapter, verse 16, Prabhupada talks about this taste. What is the beginning of the bhakti taste? There's no real taste beginning yet, but you have to purifying your heart, this purification time. What's the taste? Consciously you are voluntarily, you are choosing to serve, chanting, even though your mind does not draw any happiness in it. There is a taste. And when you get the taste, then slowly, slowly, you'll come to that highest level. On this Ekadashi day, one great Acharya, Ramanuj Acharya, he spoke, Asharam Alpasaram. If you know Sanskrit or Hindi or Bengali, it's very simple. Asharam Alpasaram. Saram Sarataram Tejet. 4 things you give up. Asharam means, Saram means essence. Asharam means useless, which is no essence. Asharam. Alpasaram means little, maybe, there. Alpa. Saram Okay, there is some essence. Sarataram, maybe a little more. You have to give up these four types of happiness in order to enjoy this fasting nirjala. Otherwise you feel pain. What is it? Sarat taram shasre, bhajeto sarat taram shasre, ratnakara ibamritam. Those who are very profitable advantage taker. Ratnakar means one who collects jewels. Before. Means those who are advanced businessmen in spiritual language. They will not involve in these four types of enjoyment. What is it? That sense gratification has a beginning of this world and heavenly world and Brahmananda. This Muktananda, Brahmananda or Prajapati Ananda, Pitrilokananda, Devananda. And in order to calculate, if you know that all kinds of happiness, well, how do we know what kind of happiness are there? Well, you want to know what is the highest happiness as a human being in this planet right now? Anybody knows? I mentioned this before. If you have a seven things, you will know what is the ultimate happiness you can get right now as a human being in this planet. And if you don't have these seven things, you don't know exactly what is human pleasure. You think you know. You have a sex, you have a food, you have a sleep, you have a whatever. Eating, sleeping, mating, depending. But actually, I'll tell you in a brief. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad quoted a sloka which Prabhupada used it few purpose. In 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj's place also Prabhupada put that verse. Brahmananda bhave desha cheta praradha gunikrita naitam bhakti sukam bude paramanu tullamupi. You want to know what is the highest happiness of this nirjala bhakti life? First you have to come to this point. If you are the only ruler of this planet, this is one. Second, you have no enemy born in this planet. Everybody is favorable to you. They love you, they love your presence, they accepted you, they honor you. Third, you have enough treasury. Whenever you need to do anything, enough plenty money is there. Fourth, you are well versed in Veda, that if there is a drought, natural disaster, horrible drought or flood or anything, you can engage the Brahmana to counter. Means you have to be educated in that Vedic science. 18 knowledge complete. Number five, everybody in your palace, your wife, children, ministers, everybody is in love with you. No spy, no opposition. You have these five things. And two more things. Can you figure it out? Let's see if the Hare Krishna people knows how to enjoy this world. The demon knows. But sometimes devotees actually, they don't know. They think they want to enjoy this material world, but they are not good at enjoying material world. Because they don't know. They are devotees. What are the two things you think more needed? Seven things. I already gave you five things. You are the only ruler. You have no enemy, no competition. Then, what's the third? You have complete 18 types of vidya that you can counter any disaster take place. Then the fourth?
No enemies.
No enemy, I already said.
Everyone's favorable.
Everyone is favorable, in love with you. All the ministers, everybody. And the last one?
Treasures.
You have plenty treasure anytime you need any more. What are the two things more you need to enjoy?
Good health.
Good health. Very good, Abhi. Maybe you can try. No, don't say. You need a tremendous body that never become weak. How are you going to enjoy? If you're tired, you're exhausted, this is not enjoyment. You have to have a body. And the last thing, I can see you guys really don't know how to enjoy. Tremendous desire to enjoy. You may have everything, but you don't know. I don't know what to enjoy. That is not an enjoyer. Enjoy means he, all the time he has a desire. He wants to enjoy. Anything he sees, he wants to enjoy. If you have all these seven things, then you know, as a human being, right now in this planet, what is the highest happiness as a human being. You multiply 100 times, then you will know what are the demigod servant, not demigod, just servant, what kind of enjoyment they have. 100 times more than that human. 100 times you multiply, then you know what are the enjoyment of demigods. You multiply 100 times, then you will know what are the enjoyment for Prajapati. Some Prajapati, they want to enjoy, they can create a being, they enjoy that body and destroy it in an instant. They don't have to maintain nothing. So powerful, they just think they create a planet. To enjoy it, they don't need it, destroy it. Just by word, they do. So they are 100 times more than the demigod's enjoyment. And the head of the Prajapati is Brahmaji. You multiply 100 times, it's called Brahmananda. What is merging to Brahman effulgence. And then Srila Prabhupada translates this, you multiply 1,000 trillion times. I don't know what it is. In calculator it doesn't type. Srila Prabhupada translated, 1,000 trillion times of that Brahmananda, you will know what is happiness as a servant in Golok Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. To aspire to become a servant of Golok Vrindavan Brajavasi is the highest happiness. We should be motivated, self-motivated all the time. We want to go by any means, be there. It is so nice. Now back to here. Ekadashi externally means no eating grains, especially today, no drinking water. For some, we will observe no sleeping also. But internally, Prabhupada gave a very nice 2 places. He says, upobas. Upo means close by, nearby, like upobit. Upavas means, if you feel today, I give you an example. There is a one ISKCON guru, his name is Sripad Subhak Swami, very kind. He joined in England, he's Bengali, but most of the Bengali, the early days they join in outside India. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they all were in the West, they joined and then went back. Joshomati Nandan Prabhu also was engineer here, joined here and then went back. Was very interesting. So Subhak Maharaj joined, but he was sitting in Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada looked at him a few times. So he asked him, so you're thinking when the Ekadashi will be over so you can eat? Yeah? What are you thinking? Subhak Maharaj was like, you have to be sincere and honest in front of Prabhupada. You cannot lie. You cannot make up a story. It's almost impossible. So Prabhupada asked him, so what are you thinking? Yes, I'm thinking when the Ekadashi will be over. He said, this is not Ekadashi fasting. Ekadashi fasting means, if you cannot do, Prabhupada says, go downstairs, in England it was, go downstairs, find some fruits or something, that you don't have to think about fasting. Try to absorb in chanting and hearing about Krishna. You follow? So there is an inner intention and external execution. So we need to focus both. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sutagur gave exceptional cases. One time with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada says, in Ekadashi, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sutagur told to Hayagriva Prabhu. Hayagriva Prabhu means not ISKCON Hayagriva Prabhu, means Madhav Maharaj, Prabhupada's god brother. So Srila Prabhupada tells this story to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked, oh, you are still here? You didn't go for preaching? He said, Prabhupada, today is Ekadashi. It's difficult to do fasting and preaching. He said, eat something, go and preach. Preaching is more important than fasting. That doesn't mean if you are not preaching and sitting in the house, it's not applicable to you. We have to be very careful. We should not take the instruction out of context. Then we'll be not a proper, it's not an honor to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He gave a reason for it. So he gave focus on Ekadashi, that preaching is more important because you rescuing a soul from the fortress of Maya is more important. That benevolent act is more powerful, more important than just observing Ekadashi. But if you can do both, great. At least preaching is more important. Srila Prabhupada also said in Adilila chapter 4, preaching will be effective by those who sees what they expect to see in others first they see in themselves. And the verse goes like this. Apuni achori dharma jipke sikhai, apuni na koile dharma sikhano na jai. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. If you want to see another person devotee, first you see yourself a good devotee. If you want that person to chant and come to temple, first you make yourself that you are acting on that. If I am not tasting Krishna consciousness, I cannot tell other Krishna consciousness is best. I can tell, but it will not be effective. Everything we exemplify by ourselves. Apuni achari dharma jipke sikhai, apuni na koile dharma sikhanon jai. Mahaprabhu says, I cannot tell others to become devotee. I have to become devotee. So Krishna himself became a devotee. And Mahaprabhu says, so I am going to act like a devotee and I'll teach others to act like a devotee. What I'm tasting, they can taste. This is very nice. So today, we have a few view about this Ekadashi. One is because we are in the material world, people are, if you tell a person, we are fasting today, no grain because sinful man, sinful personality called Papa Purusha, he entered into the grain. And this gentleman, he's a professor, I personally tried myself, and he has no clue what I'm talking about. He says, so you are not going to eat grain because sinful man enter into the grain. Govind, you think I should believe that, right? He said, well, it will be nice if you believe. But then I noticed that it didn't really work for him. We have to have a respect to Shastra. We have to have a faith. But our Acharya also give a way to attract others where they are. But mysteriously, they already acted on it. Beautiful explanation given by one few devotees, and I was collecting, Amarendra Prabhu was also promoting this, that Dr. Telmore, he got Nobel Prize. Anybody knows? 2009, he got Nobel Prize. How? By promoting Ekadashi, actually. He did not say about Ekadashi, but we drawn from him. That, if it is online, you can read. I was reading it, actually, other day. It's very interesting. He got Nobel Prize because of that. He says that in the creation of DNA, there is a part of the DNA, it's vacant, empty, there is no use of it. In the beginning, the scientists, they thought that other part of the DNA has all the information that we need. So sometimes the DNA duplicate, you know, replicate. But that empty spot or empty space has no value because there's no information. DNA is supposed to carry the information for this mechanism, physical body mechanism, to operate perfectly. But what is the value of this vacant space? So he, Dr. Telmore, he researched and he found that the creation or creator of this DNA is genius. Of course, he didn't say God, but that's what he meant. I'm assuming, because who else created the DNA? It's only God creates. So he found that actually that empty spot, space, little space, it controls the lifespan of living being. And he was so fascinated that he actually put it into test. He created an experimental laboratory where he invited people, and they wanted to have a different kind of lifestyle, each person. He did not go in Bhagavad Gita of sattvic lifestyle, rajasic lifestyle, and tamasic lifestyle. We must understand why Prabhupada endeavored so much in Bhagavad Gita to explain this. Because if you want to have a peaceful, comfortable, happy life, and your diet and your information you gather in all rajasic, and you want to be sattvic, it's never going to happen. You better learn from Prabhupada's book, Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters. If you want a peaceful life, you adopt sattvic food. Just like a natural. The milk, grain, simple things, you know, is there. Roots, fruits are there. You maintain your life in a sattvic lifestyle. Ahara suddho, satta suddho. Prabhupada put this sloka in 3rd chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ahara suddho, satta suddho. Satta suddho, dhruva smriti. Smriti labdhe sarva granti naam moksha labdha. You want a gradual progression, then make your what you hear, what you eat, what you think, sattvic. If this information that you're gathering in your body in a goodness platform, assertiveness, then your life also will go in that way. And then your senses will be evoking the liberation idea. But if I put too much in the food, too much sour, too much salty, too much spice, and you want to be peaceful, it's never going to happen. It's a rajasic food. So we have to be very alert in our day-to-day life. Doesn't matter how busy you are, but if you care for yourself, your existence, you have to adapt it. So this scientist, he found that those who adopt the goodness lifestyle, he did not even study Bhagavad Gita at that time, but he saw those who depend, like a vegetarian, vegan, their lifespan is more smooth operated and longevity. And those who does illegal activities, too much sex, too much abominable food, their lifespan is short. And he actually gave this space DNA, they call now telomere instead of junk DNA. They used to call it junk because it has no use. So then he actually promote, in when you reveal this to a professor or any scientist minded, because most of the children goes to school and college, you tell them, you research. See, this guy got Nobel Prize by promoting Ekadashi. He didn't mention the name Ekadashi, but that's what he proved. That if you adopt little fasting every couple weeks, he even mentioned at least once a month. If somebody does once a week or twice, every 2 weeks, and I was thinking, like, the guy should have known about Ekadashi very well. But he promoted that you have a better life than those who do not do any fasting at all. Even from scientific view, even the atheist will adopt this fasting on Ekadashi day. So this is one angle. Another angle also you can look at Ayurvedic way. Ayurveda is a science. What gives you harmonious living with nature? You have a physical body, you have a subtle body, and you are the soul. When you have a physical body, you have to learn the art how to harmonize the material nature and the physical body. too hot, too cold, whatever it is, there has to be harmony. Hatha Yoga promoted with Ayurveda for that. Then you have a subtle body and the physical body. There has to be harmony between the subtle body and the physical body. Then Ashtanga Yoga is introduced by the Lord. Pranayama, like this. With Ayurveda, it promotes. Just like for an example, this is not my subject today, but just to, very nice, that those devotees researched and they found it, that complete fasting is not good, in a sense, because you drop acid in your intestine every off and on. So if you have a little warm water, not cold water, not ice water of American food lifestyle, it is actually bad. During your meal, today we're not supposed to talk about meal, it's a fasting day. But during your meal, when you drink actually cold water, it kills your digestive system. When you feel hungry, your acid drops in your intestine upper part. When you eat food, from the tongue, digestion already began. Before it hits to the big intestine, the 7 layers sucks all the protein, nutrition, everything. After that, it hits the big intestine, everything is useless. It turns into stool. So, but if you look at it in scientific way, Ayurveda explains that during your meal, you take a little warm water. In Chinese culture, in Japanese culture, they take a hot tea during the meal. It's good for you. But though in American lifestyle, they have ice coke or something. It is really a horrible thing during meal. But they don't have enough teaching. We have to do that teaching also to them, to attract them. Then they will come and start chanting. So this is Ayurveda explained this. But bhakti can give you actually above this. So for bhakti, you can do nirjala. It's okay. Like tomorrow morning when you break, I think it's 6:29, after 6:29 you break. You take something little, you have a guru, I don't know if you have a guru. In English there is no English of guru, right? Everybody knows guru, right? Jagri. Okay, you take jagri. Jagri is in English.
That's okay. Not English either.
Okay, you know what it is. And you mix with a little ginger and lemon, and you mix it little drinks, and then you drink it. Don't eat too much heavy meal when you break the fast tomorrow. Just little, but lot of drinks, and the drink let it pass half an hour, 1 hour. But you take few grain. After 6:29, you take few, like 2-3 grain. That's it. Don't just shove it or khichuri or whatever, big stomach. No, this is not a good healthy. Because your stomach has so much acidity, you have to neutralize first. Then let it pass. After 1 hour, then you take slowly some meal. Not too heavy. You take after 3 hours some more meal. After 3 hours like this. In between, if you take a nap, it's healthy. You follow? Don't just put too much food and then you sleep. This is not a healthy condition. After you come out, you're supposed to be more jubilant, more enthusiastic, not like, this is not good. But Ayurveda explained this. And I am actually studying about it a little bit, because it is necessary that we have a healthy body. Prabhupada said 4 things we need as a sadhaka. What is the first thing Prabhupada said? Everybody heard this? What Prabhupada said? 4 things as a devotee you need. First thing you need? Good health. Prabhupada did not say fasting is Krishna. It is Krishna. But without good health, how are you going to do? So Prabhupada is so practical. He said fasting is good health. That doesn't mean we focus only good health. We focus on Krishna. But good health can keep you whole life nice sadhana. Isn't it? So we learn the art. You learn the art. If you have a coconut juice, it's also good to break with that slowly, because it neutralizes, it It has the electrolyte elements. Coconut is so good, you don't need electrolyte to buy from the shop. Coconut juice has a electrolyte, it actually dilutes your acidity and everything, and then you become a little peaceful for an hour, 2 hours. Then you take more food, little bit more, then little bit more like this. Anyway, no more talk about the food. That was enough.
Tell us the other thing you told us on the
calorie
thing.
Then? First thing he said, when you wake up, you pay obeisances. This is end of the class. One class Prabhupada gave, end of the class. He didn't say five things. I counted. He said, if you do these things, he repeated again. So I counted these five things. First thing you get up, you get up. If you're dead, you won't be able to get up. When you get up, you be grateful that Prabhupada and Krishna kept me alive. So you bow down. And I remember in our Brahmachari ashram early days, as soon as you get up, you bow down. You hit the floor and you pay obeisance, says Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pashtabhya Dekshatana. Don't run to the restroom as soon as you get up. First bow down. Bow down, thank to Prabhupada and Krishna that I am alive. My day of sadhana began. Be grateful. If you can be grateful, your bhakti already linking. Inner connection is the number one cause of your happiness whole day. What did I say? Inner connection. How do you inner connect? By appreciating. Be grateful to Prabhupada and Krishna first thing in your life, in your day. Every day morning. You be grateful. Say, okay, thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you, Krishna, to keep me alive. I'm beginning my day with this blessing. Because today, this morning, you know how many people died? Every 11 seconds, somebody died. They also wanted to get up. And they didn't get up. Guess what? They didn't have an alarm clock. No. They had an alarm clock. Probably many of them. Why they didn't get up? Oh, their mommy didn't call them up to wake them up. No. So why didn't they get up? Because their time is out. Krishna said, finish. When you follow this Ekadasi, three types of fire you get. Jataragni, then?
Eyes.
Your spiritual vision develops, not the material eye. Spiritual vision means you can see the person is tweaking, but you can see underlining principle what he's talking. And third?
Intelligence.
This is Balladev Vidyabhushan Thakur says. Three fire develops just by fasting. If you think your memory is not sharp enough, do little fasting consciously on Ekadashi day. You will see your memory like a, all of a sudden you remember 30 years back you heard a sloka, all of a sudden that sloka. I'm telling you practically. I thought I lost everything, but it comes back all of a sudden everything. Just do little fasting, do little austerity. Get up in the morning, chant. Little austerity, it comes. Material knowledge, material default activity, sense gratification, you don't have to endeavor. You don't have to go to school to learn how to do sex or eat and sleep. It's automatically there. But spiritual, it is not there in the conditional state. You have to repeat and repeat and repeat and consciously recite and recite and recite until you come to a point, tat lubhotpatti lakshanam, that you have a grid developed for spiritual life. Until that point, you have to engage your intelligence to guide you to focus on Krishna. I think we said enough. Now we are going to talk about spiritual aspect of the Pandava Nirjala. First of all, what is this Ekadashi day? So there are many stories. At least there is a seven pastimes, but at least one or two. And the middle of the night, I always say, if you know, you stay, whoever stay with me whole night, I tell about the ghost story, how ghost got delivered by Ekadashi day. There is a fascinating story by the devotees, actually. It's a true story all. And So that will tell at the midnight, not now, when there is a real fear you think of ghosts. And you will literally never be attacked by ghosts. So one story gives that Lord Krishna, when he created this universe, and he appointed Brahmaji with four Veda. Veda appeared as soon the creation also appeared with the soul. It's not that Veda came later. And the purpose of the Veda, the human being should gradually progress. But problem with the human being, they want to enjoy more than what they are assigned. So they go off. And from human being, do you know the first birth of every soul in the material world are two? Prabhupada gives both. We only think about Brahma. No, Prabhupada also said Brahma and human being. It's in the fourth canto. I can show you the verse. First birth, we have a human being, also first birth as a Brahma. So both are there. So when you take birth as a human being, there was no animal. How the animal and trees, all this come? From the human. Because they want to enjoy not as a human, as an animal. Every beautiful girl a man see, he wants to enjoy, then he has to become a pig. You follow? That's how the pig came. Every type of enjoyment started from the human being. Karma began from the human. Animal does not have a karma. So here, Jai Maharaj. So, Maharaj, you sit on the chair. It's comfortable. So the Lord created this creation. Then one day, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was visiting different places. And he came to a place of Jamalai, how the judgment of this karma is executed. When the Lord was passing by, he heard tumultuous, I don't know if it's proper English, crying. As if like when you torture the human being or animal, you know the pain of painful cry? It was so loud, so much crying. The Krishna told to, Lord told us, Jamaraj, what is this? He said, this is the job of Papa Purusha. You created this Papa Purusha, he gives the punishment to those who break the law. The Veda give the systematic upliftment that you go all the way to the Brahma Loka and then you recite there, end of Brahma's life, you enter into spiritual world with the Brahmaji. But they don't go that route, they deviate. That's what causes Bikarma, Kukarma, Akarma, all this. It's supposed to be promoting slowly, slowly, gradual progression. So Papa Purusha give. So then seeing this, the Lord did not feel good. Because by nature, even though Lord created everything, but nature, by nature, his heart is very much compassionate. So the Lord, feeling very sad, said, this is not good. Why they are suffering so much? The moment he thought, what should I do? Immediately a beautiful lady appeared. So beautiful lady appeared and the Lord says, oh, where are you from? And all of a sudden he noticed that all the crying, all these millions of people are crying, stopped. Nobody is crying. Everything is like peaceful. So the Lord asks, who are you? And how this crying stop? He said, I am Eka, means I am your one, Dasi. In a short, is Ekadasi. Means I am your servant, your maid servant. Where you come from? I come from your heart. You came from my heart. When? Just now. Oh, how? He said, because when you saw the crying of the living entity due to the pain, and you thought what to do, I immediately came out. I always reside in your heart. Of course, Lord knows. But still, for our understanding, he elaborately asked. So I came out, and I told immediately, Today is the beautiful day. Anybody glorify my Lord Hari, immediately will be destroy their sinful reaction. So I made them chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I also pray to Ekadashi Devi and the Lord, because they promise this, that all these devotees who are listening and chanted, they should never suffer in this material world, ever. So then question may arise, then why we should keep on chanting? Because if you have a child, I have two sons. My youngest boy, he used to come when he was little boy in the shop. And I used to have a candy, I offer to the Lord, and I offer the candy to the customer, you know, whoever walks in. But every time my youngest son would come, and he would see I am upstairs, then he put some in his pocket, the candy. And he doesn't know that I can hear the sound of the candy. You know, there's a little sound of the rubbing the candy package. So I say, are you okay? Say, yeah, yeah, everything is good. I say, you want a candy? Yeah, I can take one. But he already filled up his pocket with the candy. Right? So you don't need permission sometime. When you are so greedy for candy, you take it without permission, right? So when you taste the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you keep on chanting eternally. Do you know in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna himself chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Whenever he feels separation from Radharani, he does Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna Smarana Paddhati, one book written by Dhyanachanda Goswami, disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami. In our Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, this is another parampara, they are in Orissa, prominent in Orissa mostly. And in that book is written that when Radharani cannot relieve her desperate meeting to Krishna, what she does, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's why Narottam Das Thakur writes, Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This whole Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not from here. It's from Golok Vrindavan. Everybody chants. Brajabasi chants. Radharani chants. Krishna also chants. By good fortune, we came to this world. By good fortune, we got a human body. By good fortune, we came in contact with Prabhupada's movement. Prabhupada's biggest gift is his society, ISKCON. He's made today, from Prabhupada's time, 100 temples to 700 temples. From Prabhupada's time, there was a 10,000 disciples. Now you have over few 100,000 to close to million people are chanting. As I mentioned, on Mira Road in Bombay, one road I went one day, on Mira Road, 26,000 devotees chanting 16 rounds every day. Unbelievable how much Prabhupada did through his society. He's so active through his representative. So nice. We are very fortunate that we have come in contact with that and making our life fortunate. So we should really adore this chanting. Anybody is possible to do nirjala is good. If your body is too much, cannot do it, then you can take the first word out, nir, and do only jala. You take only jala. No nir. Just take a little jol, but it is better if you can do it, just one, this. And if you cannot even do that, then you can alternate with something. But do not eat, online listener, please, promote today. If you feel that I am okay, but my brother, he's a meat eater, he's not okay, then you do this Ekadashi, and tomorrow morning you tell Radha Shyam Sundari Mangalarti, I did this Ekadashi. I'm sure there is a benefit result, as you prescribed, and Pran Govinda Das also mentioned. So my Lord, can you please transfer this pious credit to my brother who is a beef eater, he's not devotee, please deliver him. You will be surprised. He will feel all of a sudden something in his life that he will contact you and he wants to be a devotee because you have done this. You know Chandidas, you heard about Chandidas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to hear who? Billamangal Thakur's book, Billamangal Thakur's Joydev, Chandidas. Chandidas was not a devotee, not only devotee, he did not like devotee, and not only that, he used to hate devotee. To do this, he became so empowered Chandi Bhakta, Durga Bhakta. That's why his name is Chandidas. Till today, in India, for Mahalaya, a day before Durga Puja, they chant, Jadevi Sarvabhute Shakti Rupena Samstita Namasteshe 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 Namano. All these prayers is written by Chandidas before Mahaprabhu. It was a very, very eloquent those prayers for praying to Chandi, Durga. But they don't know his life, the real life of Chandidas. So Chandidas, he used to hate the devotees, and his brother is a pure devotee. So Chandidas, by doing Durga Puja, he lives a luxury life. And his brother is a Hare Krishna Bhakta, pure, but he doesn't have a good facility. He has a little hut. He doesn't even have a good garden, you know, flower garden. Chandidas has a beautiful rose garden. He make a garland personally sometime to offer to Durga, Chandidevi. And he do a big puja for Chandidevi. And he knows his brother, he's a Krishna Bhakta, no money, nothing. I'm not going to give him a penny. He thinks like this. But his brother is very kind. On one Ekadashi day, he's thinking, I live next to my brother. He has a beautiful rose garden. I don't have any flower to offer to my Lord. But I want to offer flower. How do I offer? He doesn't allow me to go and take flower. But today he's looking at one flower, one plant of rose, so beautiful. You know, sometimes you walk near the garden and the flower try to talk and it's not your garden. What do? You can offer it. But if it is a shop, don't try to offer. Because one time, I won't say this Maharaj, but he went with the Brahman Poita, and he took the Brahman Poita and he went outside the big, it's called grocery store called Bonds, B-O-N-S, in California they have. Like a Publix here, they have a Bonds, big supermarket. So he offered the whole thing. So he told Prabhupada, I offered the whole shop to Krishna. Prabhupada said, who owns it? You own it? He said, no. He said, then you cannot offer something you don't own. Oh, so Krishna didn't take it. He said, how can Krishna take it? It's not yours. How can he? We have to be very realistic. Just like in New Vrindavan, this devotee said to Prabhupada, I want to give up this world. Prabhupada said, you don't own the world. How can you give up the world you don't own? The world is cheap. But you don't own the world. You don't own the supermarket. How you offer the whole supermarket? What Krishna is interested, what you have, you offering or not? Krishna is not interested what will happen the rest. You follow? If you have a $5, Krishna only paying attention what you do with $5. What the rich man has, he is not talking with you about that rich man. So this is very important. But he is asking Chandidas, can I have some flower for my Lord? Is the Ekadashi day supposed to do Hari? No, it's for Chandi. My God is better than your God, Krishna. But he is feeling sad. So he said, okay, in the mental, Maharaj said about today, in the mental, manasa seva, I'll do offering. I cannot, I don't have ability, I don't have money. But in his mind, he went there, he plucked the flower, brought it in front of the deity. In the mind, it's not like he's just giving like, no, he do everything. Like if physically you do, mentally also you do. Then he offered it to Krishna to smell it. Then he offered to Radharani, then the Tunga Vidya Devi, then Priya Narma Sakha. We have a whole song, Bhaja Bhakata Bhat Sala Sigoro Hari. In that song, it's given how we get the prasadam. Then the manjaris, then all the way to Prabhupada, and then we get it. Maha Maha Prasad. Today is Ekadashi, but we are offering Mahaprasadam for tomorrow. Even Mahaprasadam come, don't disrespect. It will be a big danger. You know, on Ekadashi day, purposely, I give you a scary story, then I come back to this. They know Mahaprabhu, they have a little problem. Some panda has a problem at that time. To accept Mahaprabhu as a Krishna, no, he's a great Messiah. Okay, good. But Mahaprabhu is promoting the Ekadashi very heavily. This story comes from Sikhi Mahiti, who was one of the three and a half. He used to make the Panjika calendar for Jagannath. So he write the story. He also, he's an eternal associate, but in this Lila, he did not accept Mahaprabhu in the beginning. He accept Jagannath as Supreme God. Mahaprabhu, no, he's not Supreme God. But at night he had a dream. So he saw Jagannath. Very nicely he pay obeisance and says, I'm so happy, my Lord, you appeared here. And then all of a sudden he saw Jagannath became Mahaprabhu. Oh, what happened to Jagannath? Mahaprabhu said, that's me. He said, you are Jagannath. So, here the whole misconception was removed. Then when he woke up in the morning, he thought maybe it was a dream. Maybe still Lord Chaitanya is not exactly like Jagannath. So he went to Jagannath temple because he write Panjika, so he has a job. You know, every panda has a job, particular seva. He went there, he saw Jagannath, oh, felt very good. He was still thinking about the dream, you know, disturbing him. So he paid away his senses and he saw Jagannath. All of a sudden, Jagannath became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming out from Jagannath. And he becoming Jagannath again, become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fainted. So from that first time, he understood, though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath. No difference. So similarly, this story of whom I'm talking about? Chandidas. So this devotee, he offered it. And then he felt good. Okay, I don't have money, at least manasa seva, I offered this. Then he made a garland. And because this brother told him about this flower, he also picked up the flower, same flower. And he, all the flower of that side of the garden, he made a garland and he gave the flower smell to Chandi Devi. He never did this. Today he's doing it. My brother wants, no, I'm not going to give it to Krishna, I'm going to give it. When he gave it, first time in his life, Chandi Devi started talking from the deity statue. Now, the demigod, we don't say deity. We have to be very careful. Because Ganesh, deity, is not a deity. You have to allow the pranas, invite the Ganesh to enter there. Otherwise, the deity is not a deity. But for the Lord, when the pure devotee invite the Lord to take prasadam from that is deity. You follow? Nama vigraha sorup. Tina ekarup, tine bhed nahi tin chidanandarup. Mahaprabhu told this to Sanatana Goswami. Nama vigraha sorup. Three are one. So at that time, Chandi Devi is speaking. Hey, Chandidas. Today, from today, your name is Chandidas. I am so happy you gave me a flower and garden. Said, Mother, I give you so much. Today I only give you this garland and you are saying you are happy, but what about yesterday I gave you so much flower? Say, I never got anything. He didn't get anything every day, whole year, so many years I'm offering. He said, I never take anything. You never took anything. How is that you took today? He said, because this is the best thing what I take, is the prasadam of my Lord Krishna. Your Lord Krishna? Said, yes, I am a maid servant. I am not God. My Lord is Krishna. And I am a maid servant. So, but why you are speaking to me now and telling me that I offered this today and you accepted, and all these years, all these months I offered, you didn't accept? He said, I accepted because this flower and garland was made by your brother, who offered it to the Lord, and you gave me as a prasad of the Lord's flower. And he fainted immediately, could not reconcile. He was so disturbed. So then you got up, and then Chandidevi says, for your benefit, go and surrender to your brother. He said, but my younger brother, you know, in Hindu culture, or I don't know, in Hindi, for an elder brother to surrender to younger brother is difficult, even though he is a devotee. Because some kind of, Prabhupada said this to Dhritarashtra. He said, Dhritarashtra and Vidura is a younger brother, and Dhritarashtra could become a pure devotee. Dhritarashtra is not a pure devotee. And Prabhupada said in the purport, he could have got pure bhakti from Vidura, but he's thinking, how can he know more than me? So, but Vidura is so kind, he gave them liberation by the process. But he didn't surrender to Vidura, because he thought his brother. What do you mean surrender? I tell him what to do. But this is not spiritual life. And I paid attention when Prabhupada regretted in that purport, that he had so much opportunity. If he surrendered to his brother, Vidura, who is a pure devotee, not looking as a brother, that he could get easily Golok Vrindavan. But instead he got only liberation. He merged, you know, his body merges into the fire and everything. So like this, Chandidas, he surrendered to his brother, and then he started crying every day. And he be grateful to his brother. Every day he would appreciate his brother. Can you do this every day to Prabhupada, to your guru? Can you do this? Can we do this? Yes or no?
Yes.
Will you do this? If you show your appreciation, if you feel grateful to Prabhupada every day, if you do this, you will be surprised. Your connection, inner connection with the spiritual instantly will develop. You may be practicing, but you are not appreciating, glorifying Prabhupada and Krishna. And it was very interesting, if you look at Prabhupada's lecture, he does not tell so much of Krishna pastime, but he glorifies Krishna so much every opportunity. Prabhupada glorifies Krishna more than he tells Krishna's pastime. That is necessary. That is necessary. We should glorify our spiritual master Prabhupada and Krishna more than hearing about pastimes. Then our heart will be purified so quick. Then we'll be following Prabhupada very nicely. Okay, what is the time now?
8:30.
In 15 minutes, we'll have a arati.
Mother Prabhu left. Maybe he's here.
We'll do some kirtan. And then we'll have a kirtan mode, and then we'll have a reading, and Maharaj can say something. And if you know any Ekadashi story, I mean, I know so many of the Ekadashi story, but if you know some Ekadashi story, we can say in between 1 hour for 10 minutes, and then kirtan again, dancing. And then at 10 o'clock, exactly 10 o'clock, we'll have a Abhishek. Ramayana Prabhu will do the Abhishek of Giriraj and Shalagram, and then we'll do Parikrama and we'll continue till Mangal Arati. We'll be gone just like this, and you will take all the spiritual credit in your pocket, in your heart. Heart also has a pocket. You put it there, all the spiritual credit, and you will be very jubilant and happy. Anybody has any reflection, any conclusion, any question, any reflection from Mataji's side? What are you going to take today when you leave tomorrow morning? What are you going to take? Can you say one word, one sentence from this side, Prabhu? Chantal Prabhu? Yes, Prabhu.
Just wanted to...
Abhi, is that a microphone?
When you said Krishna himself chanted Mahamantra, that was beautiful. I think he's trying to say that lead by example, maybe...
Very good. Very good. Thank you. You can take that with you. Something more? Yes, Prabhu. Here. So internet, we have a lot of internet, listen.
So as you are mentioning that the Harinam is not from this world, it is from the spiritual world, even Radharani and Krishna is chanting in them. We should be so grateful to Prabhupada for bringing this and then giving it to all of us. So every day in the morning, as you were mentioning, we pay obeisances as soon as we get up and be grateful and show our gratitude to Guru and Krishna for giving us another day to chant and purify ourselves and go
very
back.
Good. If we can be grateful, very good. Thank you. Did you hear? Every day we should be grateful to our spiritual master. Prabhupada is our Shiksha Guru for 10,000 years. Prabhupada is a founder, Acharya, Shiksha Guru for everybody in this whole creation. We should be grateful to our Shiksha Guru, eternal Jagat Guru Prabhupada. Something more from Mataji's side? Something you can take? Yes? One second. Because internet listeners, they're...
Can I ask Hare Krishna a question?
Yes, Mata.
What is the significance of staying on Nirjala Ekadashi, not sleeping? Why is it important? And what is the benefit? And if you still fall asleep, what's going to happen with the benefit? Just in Hare Krishna.
If you fall asleep. Hari Bhakti Vilas has a this slokas given. There's over 100 sloka actually given. But I can give you one, two sloka, and then I'll just give the translation very quickly. Prabhu dascha mahatman papagna punna vardhanam muktidam krita buddhiman shinutam muni sattama. And goes on, that the glory of Ekadashi. One sloka explains that if you stay awake this night, you will wake up in Krishna consciousness. And you never have to go to sleep in Maya's lap. Period. So if you stay awake up just one night, this night, till morning, 6 o'clock. 6:30, and then you take little grain, few, don't take so much, we already discussed that. Then you will wake up in Krishna consciousness and never will sleep in the lap of Maya. You will still have this physical body. That doesn't mean you will die tomorrow. You will have this physical body because then you will become a, you will act like a mukta purusha. Iha jasya hare dasya karmana manasa gira. Nikilasya upavastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. Jivan mukta means you will be in this body, but you will not attach to the material world. You will act still like a human being, everything. but you will not be getting any reaction of this world. It is so nice. This is just a small note. Is that okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Any other reflection? Come on, everybody should say something. What are you going to... I spoke 1 hour. No, more than 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Something you remember. Something. Mother Jenna, what can you take with you? Grateful. Say it. What did you understand? Grateful.
Grateful to Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna for he give a mercy for service them in every day.
Very good. Srila Prabhupada says 3 places. At least in Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction. Advancement in spiritual life depends on the
attitude.
You read it. Attitude. Srila Prabhupada says, advancement in spiritual life depends on the attitude of the practitioner. Why Prabhupada said this? So important. Just like you water to Tulasi. Where do you water? On the leaf, on the root, where? Root. But did everybody water today to Tulasi? Yes? Can you raise hand who water? Everybody? And if you didn't, there is a Tulasi Devi, you can water now. But actually you never water Tulasi root. You water on the dirt. The root is inside, all the way down. What connects your water serving to the root? It's the devotion. It's the soil that connects there, takes your water to the root. Our grateful attitude is actually connects. That's why sometimes devotees complain that they do so much sadhana but they don't feel happy. Because they do never glorify, they never feel. Internally they are not great, they don't feel grateful that this personality Prabhupada has done so much to me. They don't reflect. What did he do? When you reflect, then you start waking up. Your connection is established. It has to be connected. Grateful attitude is a divine virtue. I was looking the word in dictionary, virtue. Virtue is a quality, like a virtue of a wool. It's like an insulation from cold. Even when the wool is wet. You follow? The wool. Wool protects you from the cold. But even if your wool is soaked in water and you keep it next to a something and you put your hand there, you'll feel warm. No more cold air coming. Even though it's wet. Means it's a quality that every devotee should have eternally. Grateful attitude is a foundation of our fertile ground heart. The bhakti seed growing. But bhakti seed growing, and when it grows, we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it goes all the way to Krishna's lotus feet, then the flower and fruit comes, called Krishna Prem. Yes? But when you plant when you sow the seed, make sure the seed not only sprouting, it should also go deeper into the soil. Why? Because if it does not go deeper, Prabhupada writes, that when the wind comes, the plant is out. You have a little understanding. You don't want to study deeply Prabhupada's book. You don't want to study, understand this philosophy deeply. What happened? Something happened to some devotee, you also kind of give up chanting. Oh, I don't feel, I'm sick. 3 days, I gave up also chanting because I was sick. That is not a... Death will come. You think death will come when you are happy? Where is the guarantee that you are happy, now death will come? Death can come when you are sick. Then what?
You follow? So, this understanding is very important, that we must understand Krishna consciousness philosophy deep and also grow. Just like the plant, if it deep, then a big wind comes, what happens? It doesn't knock it out. It's still there, the plant is there, because it's deeply rooted. Our understanding has to be deep and our sadhana has to be very good. Then we will be persevere in challenges, in hard struggle of life. This material world is never going to be easy. Empowerment causes perseverance. But empowerment does not mean that now you are empowered and no more trouble comes. No, Krishna did not say that. He says, Machitta Sarva Durgani, 1858. Machitta Sarva Durgani. Sarva Durgani, he did not say once you become devotee, you got initiated, no more trouble. He didn't say that. He says, Sarva Durgani. But you have a duty. He says, Durgani means when there is a struggle, you will have a whole life struggle in spiritual path. Machitta Sarva Durgani. Mat Prasadat Tarishyasi. Take my shelter. Seek my holy name. Take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of sadhana bhakti. You will cross. Mat prasadat tarishyasi. If you say, well, I don't feel like doing it. Ato chetana ahankarat. Na susrasi vinakshasi. You don't listen to me due to ahankar. Then you'll be finished. That devotee was serious. Now he's not doing anything. Why? Because he didn't listen. He did not take shelter. He did not show his gratitude. It's a simple thing. If we feel gratitude to Prabhupada every day, we will feel happiness inside. Our connection with Prabhupada. Then you, every day morning, you get up in the morning, you're giving your life for your children, you're giving your life for your boss, you're giving your life for your husband, wife, you're giving, 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 giving. What are you giving? If you don't have an inner happiness, you're giving them, oh, I'm busy, I'm this, I'm this. This is what really you want to give? This is what they want? What is your mommy does every day? She takes me to school. What did you see? What do you feel? She's always busy. Is this what you expect from your children, that mommy is always busy? Or you want to see the child growing, mommy is happy, Krishna Bhakta. I remember my mother was happy. I want to become happy. So if you are busy in your family life, have an inner connection. Be grateful to Prabhupada and chant every day before children wakes up. When you have an inner connection, japa, sadhana, very good. You are happy. Then your children will feel it. Your husband will feel it. Your wife will feel it. Your boss will feel it. Your friends will feel it. Then your giving to the world is good. Otherwise, your life is busy. This is not what you're supposed to give. Devotee means, yes, you take that risk. Have a good sadhana. Believe me, it works. I went through struggle in life, but still it's wonderful. My children, everybody is wonderful. Nice connection. They see that. So try to give Krishna consciousness, but first you have to have. If I don't have it, I cannot do it. It's time for darshan. 2 minutes. Okay. Any other? Just last minute, 1 minute? Yes, sir.
More on the point of gratitude. It really stuck out to me when you said that gratitude is what allows us to build our inner connection with Guru and Krishna. That was, I really appreciated that. And that even if we're doing our sadhana externally, we're not actively cultivating gratitude and appreciation for who they are and what they've done for us, then our sadhana will just be external. We won't really get the internal experience of Krishna consciousness.
Very good. Very good. Everybody got it? Give it. That you have to appreciate what you got.
And the example you were giving about the bhakti bij, when you sow in the soil, and if the ground is rocky, that means if our heart is ungrateful, the roots cannot go deep inside. But if the soil is fertile, loose, that means if you are having gratitude towards Guru and Krishna for what they have given you, then the roots can quickly go deep.
Yes.
So the gratitude is the only one thing which can make the roots go deep and strong. So without gratitude, even if you are doing, it's like a rocky soil where the roots will never go down, and then a little wind comes, it'll uproot the plant. So gratitude is the
thank you.
That's my understanding.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Now we'll have arati and kirtan, and then we'll continue till tomorrow. 6:30. Everybody's happy, so nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Taruga Sri Sri Ram.